George Bush doesn't care about black people.
From the creators of the Jimmy and Luke Show and Front Seat Cinema.
This is
revolutionary.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
One man's poison is another man's bacon.
This is
hello and welcome to Revolutionary Episode 4444444444444444 Revolutionary Episode 4. Thank you for downloading this episode of the Revolutionary Podcast. We are currently streaming live on YouTube, as we have been for the past two episodes. Let me just take my earpiece. Okay, whew. So welcome along to this episode. It's my second episode in 3 days, which means the... Oh, look at this. The Garth Brooks saga continues. It's utterly ridiculous. And, yeah, basically that's it. So I talked in the last episode about Garth Brooks, the country western singer who decided to basically cancel his concerts in Dublin, Ireland. He decided to cancel his concerts because he was fed up because the Dublin City Council refused to give a license for two of his five concerts, and he said, well, I'm only playing five or none at all. So he decided not to play any of the five and had a little temper tantrum, so now Ireland is left without its Ireland is left without its Garth Brooks concerts, which is very sad for people who like Garth Brooks. I can safely say that I am not one of these people who likes Garth Brooks. As I expressed in the last episode, I had not heard one Garth Brooks song ever. Until he announced these Dublin concerts back in January. And I have absolutely no relationship with this singer, and therefore this does not affect me beyond the fact that it is a major, major news story here in Ireland. And everyone's talking about it in the media. So when we last spoke, Garth Brooks had basically just cancelled all five concerts. Well, now there's been developments since. He has spoken about these concerts. Basically, he he wrote a letter to the promoter saying, I'm heartbroken. If there's any way that I can do the five, I will do the five, but basically I'm not doing less than five. Then today he had a press conference in Nashville about his world tour. The press conference wasn't about the Irish concerts, but the topic was, of course, brought up, and he said, I will swim, I will, walk to Ireland to talk to the Taoiseach to just get this sorted out. And basically, he wants this to happen as far as he's making out, because you know what? He's losing a lot of money over it. This is the latest story. This has just come out in the last few minutes. Country music star Garth Brooks has ruled out the possibility of playing matinee shows for 160,000 fans who would lose out from the cancellation of two of his five proposed shows at Croke Park. He was responding to the decision of Dublin City Council and Aiken Promotions, the promoter of the Irish shows, to leave open a compromise option of performing the five shows over 3 days, with two of the shows running as afternoon matinee performances. The compromise was proposed after Brooks adopted an all-or-nothing approach, saying he would only perform the agreed five shows, and none at all, as he did not want to cancel on 160,000 fans. This is basically what he said. But he's saying that the gigs have to be taking place at night, and he doesn't want them taking place during the day. So, yeah. My interest in the Garth Brooks situation ends there, and I've spent enough time talking about it, so I'm going to stop talking about it. But what else will I talk about in this episode? Well, I have absolutely no idea. There's many things I could talk about, many topics I've been planning on talking about on this podcast. We've got Community versus the Big Bang Theory. We've got the current state of the TV show Glee. We've got the sexualization of female music performers. We could talk about any of these things. I don't know. Maybe we'll begin with this story here. So North Korea. North Korea aren't happy with Seth Rogen and James Franco. Not at all. North Korea has complained to the United Nations about The Interview, a forthcoming Hollywood comedy starring Seth Rogen and James Franco, on the grounds that it promotes terrorism against the country. In the film, a TV host, played by James Franco, and his producer, Rogen, managed to secure an interview with Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, only to find themselves hired by the CIA to assassinate him. Despite clearly being in the comic Stoner Quest lineage of the pair's films Pineapple Express and This Is the End, North Korea is not laughing. To allow the production and distribution of such a film on the assassination of an incumbent head of a sovereign state should be regarded as the most undisguised sponsoring of terrorism, as well as an act of war, UN Ambassador Ja Song-nam told UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon in a letter, according to Reuters. The United States authorities should take immediate and appropriate actions to ban the production and distribution of the aforementioned film, otherwise it will be fully responsible for encouraging and sponsoring terrorism. And North Korea has already expressed its displeasure with the movie, they've made threats of war, basically. They've said that the film is an act of war and that they will respond appropriately. Said Rogen of the film, "We thought it'd be funny to do an R-rated Pixar-style movie. It's fucking filthy. It's really, really, really dirty, but it looks like a Pixar movie. It's about food in a grocery store." Wait, this is not about The Interview. This is about Sausage Party, his next film. Ah, I see. So anyway, The Interview is basically North Korea don't like it. Not that that's going to stop Seth Rogen, James Franco, or Sony Pictures. The film will undoubtedly still be released in Ireland and, or in Ireland, in the US. I doubt it will be released in North Korea, but you know what? It wouldn't have been anyway, because I don't think any American films get released in North Korea, to be honest, ever in the history of all time. I don't think an American film, since North Korea was founded. Let's see. Do American films get released in North Korea? No, it does not appear to be the case, as I suspected. Pause for... Excuse me. So that's that. Isn't it? People like Taylor Swift and Lana Del Rey do a very good job of performing in a very non-sexual way while still being very attractive women and being liked by women and men the world over. But they're not walking around half naked and encouraging people to behave in a leery manner towards them. Speaking of leery manner, I saw Transformers Age of Extinction yesterday. Yeah, what a great film. I'm just going to tell you, Transformers Age of Extinction, oh, I see Oscars in its path, I see Golden Globes, I see so many awards. This is just such a wonderful film, such great acting, such a great script. I think the Transformer characters have really got intense depth. I think Michael Bay is the new Orson Welles. This is just a great film. In case you don't understand sarcasm, if you just come from outer space, that was an example of sarcasm. If you've just come from outer space, and Transformers: Age of Extinction, whilst not the worst of the Transformers films, that honor still rests with Transformers: Revenge of the Fallen, which is honestly one of the worst films I've ever seen. But Transformers Age of Extinction, whilst not that bad, is still a pretty terrible film. You can read my 950-word review, well, maybe 900-word review of it on buzzhub.info right now. I will put a link in the show notes of this episode. It is, I wrote a long review of it. I'll read you some quotes. This is like the opening paragraph of my review.
Explosion, boom, sex, explosion, boom, 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 bazoom, teenage sex, cars, fast cars, faster, 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 scree, kaboom, bam, bam, arg, screech, USA, USA, the military, America, USA, F word, 45 person, kapleesh, big gun, face gun, gun, sword, woman with gun, Chinese person with gun, fun gun, facial with gun, smoke pasta with gun, Wahlberg with gun, sex.
That's Transformers Age of Extinction. Calling Michael Bay a filmmaker is like calling Kim Jong-un a democratic leader. He doesn't know one end of a film from the other, but he sure makes nice looking commercials. It's funny, though, how they get released in cinemas, and people have to pay to see them, and they make billions of dollars at the box office. How did we get here? And more importantly, how do we get out? So you can read my full review of Transformers Age of Extinction, and you can hear me reviewing it on my podcast, Front Seat Cinema. Glee is entering its sixth season. And it was announced today that the sixth season will only be 13 episodes long, which is pretty good news because the last season really was low on plot, and 20 to 24 episodes was just way, way too many. So 13 episodes seems good. It's the final season, and Lee, whilst I actually thought season 5 was one of the better seasons of the show, I actually thought it really... I never liked the high school musical version of Glee. And when they moved the action to New York and the characters were all basically struggling artists in New York, I think it really was reinvigorated, and I think it actually was the best it's ever been. So if you haven't seen the New York seasons of Glee, I would recommend that you check them out, even if you didn't like the first couple of high school seasons, because they really were not great, in my opinion. And my opinion is always right. So, this is Revolutionary Podcast. We're now at 13 minutes. These episodes are just getting longer and longer. I'm going to check again if there's been any updates with Garth. Not apparently. There wouldn't appear to be. I'd like to save other discussion topics for future episodes. So, I'm not going to talk about too much. I was hoping to have a special guest on this episode. Now, the special guest might be on our next episode if I get a chance to record it with the special guest tomorrow, but there's a good chance I won't get to record it with the special guest tomorrow, in which case, the special guest will not be on the show for quite a few episodes. So, what next? Is there anything left to talk about on this episode? This is really a terrible podcast. Why are you listening? Why on earth are you listening? I made some homemade noise-canceling earphones. Got some silicone earplug material. Basically, you can mold your own earplugs. Stuck it onto some old Apple earphones. Molded it inside my ear canal so it's the exact shape of my ear and it fits in perfectly. And it fits in perfectly. So I have them in right now. Yeah. So now I can hear nothing except for my own voice talking on this podcast. Nothing else at all. These actually work really well. So, that is, I suppose, wait, I'll show you for 2 seconds. That is episode 4 of Revolutionary. Thank you for downloading or listening to this episode. I'll be back with episode 5 very, 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 very soon. For supposed to be over my reviews, news, discussion, other podcasts, Front Seat Cinema is my other podcast. I wrote a short story about the Garth Brooks situation, a science fiction story. It's called Troyale. You can read it at my short, at a short story blog that I contribute to. It's called An Ecstasy of Fumbling. There is a link in the menu on Revolutionary website. There's also links there to my Twitter, my Instagram, or Facebook page for the show, BuzzHub, the Jimmy and Luke Show, and An Ecstasy of Fumbling. You can get the show notes for this and every other episode, which the show notes, if you're not aware, is just basically a list of photos and links and videos and stuff related to what I've talked about. And there's a show notes page for every episode. You can also check out the video stream of this show, of this episode, and the other live episodes I've done. On Twitter and Twitter and Instagram, I'm at Revolutionary, and I thank you again for tuning in or listening back to this episode. See you next time.
And, I thank you for this is Revolutionary.